That's the sound of a wind chime, rightly placed just above my window. And speaking of windows, that brings us to our today's topic. Like I said, windows. I am not talking about that OS that you have on your computer. And I'm also not talking about that window in your house. Then what am I even talking about? Hi friends, I am Dr. Gaurav Nigam, your host at Dr. Dad. And today we're going to talk about developmental windows. Do you know that your child is experiencing developmental windows of opportunity? We can call them windows of opportunity because while the window is open, your child has an amazing opportunity to learn a specific information and skills easily and really, really spontaneously. So basically what happens is once the window is closed, it's not that the child cannot learn these skills, but the same information or skill, it will be learned in the hard way through memorizations and repetitions. Now, these windows of opportunity is not a brand new concept. It is what Montessori Madam used to call sensitive periods. According to Madam Montessori, all children experience these same almost magical moments in their development, moments during which they soak up specific concepts with remarkable ease. They're like this really, really soft soaking sponge, and they just absorb excessive amount of information in a very short period of time. When your child is in the midst of one of these sensitive periods, she will gravitate or he will gravitate towards certain activities or lessons with an intense, sometimes really unimaginable interest. Conventionally, Madame Montessori recognized and categorized these sensitive periods of development into 11 basic categories. Windows of opportunity are optimal time frames to expose a child to the areas of development. If we have this particular knowledge, at what age is what particular trait that opens a window of opportunity? Experience wires the brain. Repetition strengthens the wiring. I am quickly going to just talk about these sensitive periods. And let's see what we can do after knowing these sensitive periods. So interest in music and the magical window of music for music starts from somewhere around 4 years of age, and it goes up till around 7 years of age. Now, what I'm trying to say is it's not that a child does not enjoy these things before this age or after this age. So basically, I'm not trying to say that you should start these activities only in this particular magical numbers. No, you should actually start probably, for example, music. It should be right from birth, even before in some cases, you know. The point of telling this is the most absorbing period for that particular trait. The second is refinement of senses, which starts from somewhere around 2.5 years and it goes up till 6.5 years. Love for reading. Of course, you should expose your children to books probably right immediately after birth with more high contrasting cards like black and white in the early few months and gradually moving from there. For writing, it is around 4.5 years to almost just 5.5 years. And for reading, it is around 5 years or to around 6 years. For language, it's a long window which starts right from birth and goes up till 7 years of age. To understand the grace and courtesy, around 2 years till almost 6 years of age. And to understand the order of things, it is somewhere around, say, 6 months to almost three and a half years. And for patterns, to understand about the patterns, it is almost right from the birth. You can actually show these high contrasting, like I said, flashcards to the children. And they go almost up till 3.5-4 years. And for mathematics skills, it starts right from three and a half years and it goes up till 7 years. And overall gross motor movements, it is up till 7 years right from birth. So this is just a just an idea of these windows. Having all this said, what I'm trying to point out is that these are just the periods. The mentioned periods are basically when your child is extremely absorbent for these particular traits. But the idea is to keep on giving right stimulus right from very beginning so that your child can develop optimally. I hope you guys must have enjoyed listening to this podcast. So today we thought of keeping this podcast really short. You'll probably will either give this information to someone who's a parent of children of these ages, or maybe you use it for yourself in case your child is this age. But I really hope you must have enjoyed this podcast. If you wish to know more about this particular topic, do visit us on www.drdad.in and keep laughing.